の彼方に光る星、青い地球は。
Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today on the BBS Radio 1 Network.I want to thank Don and Doug for all their fantastic help. They're such good support, and I appreciate being here so much. I want to thank everyone for supporting us. Out of This World Radio is the fastest growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world, with over 200,000 listeners in over 90 countries. And I will be, in addition to this program, I will be also starting on WWNN in Miami, Florida, starting on August 7th. And on that show, I'll be having Robert F. Kennedy as my junior, as my first guest, which will be really exciting. This will be followed by a new show in Vienna, Austria, starting on July 27th, Monday at 9 p.m. Central European time. That's an hour ahead of London, and that'll be on Radio Soul International. And on my website next week, I should have all the tune-in information, and I'm so glad you're all here today. On today's show, we have several amazing guests. The first guest, of course, is Q, and he's with me here now. And if you have any questions you'd like to ask him, please email me at outofthisworld1150 at gmail.com, and I'll be happy to ask him on the air. Or you can text me. I think you can do texting, of course, on this system. This will be followed during the second hour by a video that a friend of mine, Derek, took at Mount Shasta recently. The video is actually, it was just an amazing video. It's about 8 or 9 minutes long. About 6 minutes into the video, this spacecraft came so close to us at our campsite that you could actually see inside the spacecraft and the inhabitants. We believe it was a Mantis, benevolent Mantis UFO, and you could actually see the inhabitants inside. So this is going to be an amazing thing. We'll be playing it at about 11:20 Pacific time this morning. And I hope you enjoy it. It should be just an incredible experience. With that, I want to tell everyone, too, that if they miss my Mount Shasta trip, I'll be going back to Mount Shasta again August 27th to September 3rd, which is just about a month and a half away. And if you'd like to go, the cost is just $200 per person. It includes free camping and pays for some of the meals. We always have an incredible time. And during this last time, every single person on the trip had a miracle, what I call a miracle healing. They either had a spiritual healing or a physical healing. During past trips, for example, in September of last year, my eyesight was restored from 20/50 vision, blurry-eyed vision in my right eye, to 20/10 crystal clear vision. What happened is that Adama, the high priest of Mount Shasta, came to me one night while I was sleeping, and he said, "Ted, you can see crystal clear spiritually. How would you like to see crystal clear physically?" And I said, "Yes, of course." So the next morning I woke up, got out of my tent, and suddenly the trees were all crystal clear. I couldn't believe it. Another friend of mine, a wonderful friend of mine named Jason from Vancouver, Canada, same thing happened to him too. He'd been wearing glasses for like 20 years. And he was up meditating, praying at this portal to the hollow earth at Mount Shasta. And suddenly his eyes started scratching, started rubbing them like this. And about 30, 45 minutes later, he realized he could see perfectly well. He didn't need his glasses anymore. He threw his glasses away. What happened was funny then, because he went back home to Canada where his wife and children are. And he didn't tell his wife. He wanted to make it a surprise. So he was sitting there eating dinner with his wife and two small children one evening. And one of the kids said, "Daddy, you're not wearing your glasses anymore." And he told his daughter, who's about 9, he said, "Well, honey, the angels healed me." And his wife suddenly realized what had happened. And she's still having problems accepting it. But I think she's coming around. But anyway, it was an amazing experience. Other people have been cured of Lyme disease, Lou Gehrig's disease. One lady in September 2017 was actually given a new pair of legs. She'd been crippled for like 20 years. I can't guarantee it would happen to every person that visits Mount Shasta, because you have to be in a high vibration and a positive frame of mind. But it's happened to a lot of people, and I hope you can come. If you'd like to come, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at 509 650-9793. Finally, before we start, he was waiting here. I don't want to keep his time anymore. I have a tuning fork here. It's a 528 Hertz tuning fork from Omniverse Corporation in Massachusetts, and they make these wonderful tuning forks. I use them in my own spiritual work. This is a crystal from Mount Shasta that's been blessed by Adama and the High Priest of Lemuria. And when it has lots of love energy in it. So 528 is the frequency of love. And when you hit the 528 tuning fork with this Lemurian crystal, you send love out everywhere. So I'm going to do that now. That is the frequency of love, believe it or not. We'll do it twice more. Isn't that nice and calm? If you want one of these, the Lemurian crystals with the love in it and the tuning fork, it's just $50. Just send me an email. Happy to send you one. Finally, I have friends in Hiroshima, Japan, who do peace ceremonies every year on, I believe it's the 8th of August or 5th of August. And they send out these little cardboard sticks that's written in Japanese. And you write a little saying here for world peace. And if you'd like to donate $5, you can do it by PayPal. Just send it to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I'll write your message on this, and then I send it to Hiroshima, and they have a peace ceremony, which they'll be having next month. And I'll express mail it. There's still time to get it there in time. But with all this virus nonsense going around, people have kind of forgotten about a lot of things. But this is an important ceremony, and they do it every year so that people will remember and they don't forget that that most people in the world want peace, and we never want something like that to repeat its patterning again. Well, with that, I'd like to introduce my friend Q. Q, how are you doing today?
Thank you, Ted. This is Q, unconditional love to you.
Okay, great. Well, you can use my real name, or I could go by R. I mean,
should we call you QRS?
I don't know. QVC, maybe. I'm not sure.
It kind of looks like QVC today. Yeah, that's true. I'm surprised you're having me back on. I thought we covered everything last show.
Well, you know, there's been a lot of stuff going on, Q, as you know. And I wanted to ask you, for those of you, somebody just asked about these are from Cusco in Peru. I was there in January, and I'll be going back to Peru again this October. If you're interested in coming, just send me an email. But I have to tell you, I got to ask you about the virus, Q. Is the virus real, or is it just made up in the minds of the media that, you know, I mean, like, if I watch too much media, I almost feel like committing suicide after 5 minutes. Why is it so negative? What's the purpose behind this media barrage?
Thank you for the question, Ted, and co-creating with me. And before I forget, all the people that called in this last week, thank you so much for allowing me to be in your space and your time and allowing me to co-create with you. It was unbelievably my highest excitement to talk to individuals. It is so beautiful to connect with each other. Thank you. Well, I thought this virus topic would get worn out, but let's say it's getting real popular, isn't it, Ted?
Yeah, it is. I mean, now they're forcing everybody.
What about tuberculosis? How come that one doesn't get any recognition?
I think that's unfair to TB, don't you?
We're really, and cancer. How come cancer doesn't get the respect that like coronavirus?
Yeah.
What about?
Do you think people should wear masks to prevent cancer too?
Absolutely. Yeah. Except you have to have a smiley face or something. Let's just say I think we would go, although I do not like to focus on the past, it is fun to examine the past, to look at our relationship now with the planet Earth. Okay. The planet Earth at one time had no bacteria and had no viruses. And I won't go into great detail, maybe too granular for me, although I can get the information. The short version would be meteor hit the planet at one time and created bacteria, spores, if you will. Before that, this planet never had a virus and never had bacteria. And so to answer your question, there are individuals who know this and know how to manipulate it and expand bacteria. Mm-hmm. And that would be the short version.
I see. Okay. All my guides tell me, Q, that we're going to make through this. And this will all of these challenges will last until just about after the election, and then things will get better starting in January. How do you look at things?
Well, I might look at it a little higher level. Forgive me.
It's okay.
I am no better or lesser than any individual here, but I look at this as a microcosm, if you will, of the expansion of our universe. Mm-hmm. And our realities and our time and our space. I look at this universe, this dimension, as I have been to many dimensions and many universes, as I will explain that it looks like this to me, as limited as this language is, here's how it looks to me in the best way I can explain it. It's as if there is a huge blanket of light coming through all of the universes, all of the galaxies and all of the solar systems. And we are part of that blanket. Although we may only be the fringes, we are blanketing the universe with light.
Are you calling me fringe?
We know that. look at the blankets behind you.
All right. Okay.
Yes. So that's the way I see it, if I can, although this language does not do it justice. We are an incredible force. We are incredible beings, and it's up to us.
Well, that's true. That's true. Did you, some people call planet Earth prison planet. How do you and your friends look at planet Earth? I know it's a big school. Everyone's here to learn a lesson and hopefully make the right choices so that they can ascend to the higher dimensions. But from your own unique perspective, how do you look at the planet?
Well, I would probably change the terms to experience. Although if you would like to learn, of course, that's an experience. But I would start from the beginning. When you came into this universe, you knew everything.
Right.
You always know everything. You just can't remember. Now, can you?
No. No. Uh-uh.
So if you'd like to learn, that would be an experience so that you could evolve so you believe.
I see. Okay.
Is it a prison planet?
Yeah.
Is that what you believe?
No, I don't think so. No, I don't.
Well, there's a lot of people that would like it to be, though, isn't there?
I guess
there are some individuals that would like it to be.
That's true. Mm-hmm. There would be.
So what do we believe?
Right. I believe this is a marvelous opportunity here to learn lessons, spiritual lessons, which you can use to help you ascend. That's how I look at planet Earth.
There are some beautiful musicians, as I've spoke before. One musician talks about soul cages. Mm-hmm. So I will go back to our previous show. This cage, this being, doesn't have all of its light in it. Although incrementally it changes, it diversifies. Some days you feel like you can conquer the world. You want to make everything happen. And the next day you say, how come I can't conquer the world today? And that is your highest expression saying, hey, I'm ready to express. I'm excited. It's my wildest excitement. It's my wildest joy. And then other days it's nowhere. You can't find it.
Right. Right.
So in that respect, maybe it is a prison planet because this version of humans is limited and or masters of limitation would be my statement.
I see. Okay. Now, there's something very profound you said during the last show, and I think it's worth bear repeating, Q, about taking the thoughts in your head and transferring them to your heart so you're more heart-centered. Could you talk about a little bit about that, please?
Absolutely.
If you don't mind.
So, these words are very limited in how to explain the information. Okay. But
well, you can speak in Swahili.
Maybe I speak Arabic?
No, Korean.
Korean? Okay.
Korean's fine. Thank you.
The way to envision would be through your imagination and or your rudder angle indicator, as I've spoken to many times, is your highest excitement, your highest joy that comes through that heart center. And that feeling will never, never lie to you. Your heart center is where the seat of the soul is, and the spirit, and or your light, if you like. Mm-hmm. All these words are limited because they are English language, but mm-hmm. what you can focus on, don't be afraid to command your spirit. It is you. You want to speak about your higher self and your lower self. There is really only one you. And so that rudder angle indicator, as I redundantly have said, my apologies, is the feeling you get with your highest excitement. And if you just follow that, if you just follow your highest joy and you never deviate for it, from it, you will find synchronicity will occur in your life perfectly in all the expression that your light is.
Interesting. Interesting. That's very good advice, because I get a lot of questions sometimes from people. I do readings for them, and they're interested in what's my sole purpose. I don't really like my job anymore. What should I be doing with my life? And I tell them, follow your heart mind as to what brings you joy. But that fills in some more to that. Thank you.
Yes. My favorite topic is probably the IRS. Isn't that a highest expression of ourselves?
Stop it.
Isn't that just the greatest?
So this is a serious program.
I mean, it is.
Yeah.
But no, it has a purpose. There is an individual I've interacted with. He has a double master's degree in finance. And he mm-hmm. comes to me one day and he says, you know, I have no idea how the IRS works, but I fill this paperwork out for the largest corporation in the world every day. Mm-hmm. And I don't even understand it, but I'm trained to understand it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So is it our highest expression to keep doing this? Is our highest joy to keep doing this three-letter agency?
Well,
it is fun to talk about all these three-letter agencies, too.
The one thing
about this planet I really don't understand is the police. I don't understand. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have a city police department.
Right.
Okay, and then they govern men, we assume, from not creating havoc within our communities. Then we have county police. Okay,
right.
And so they
sheriff.
And so what do? They do kind of the same thing.
Same thing.
But a more broader spectrum, bigger geography.
Right.
Okay.
They eat more donuts and drink more coffee.
Okay, and so they serve a purpose. We assume,
sure.
Right?
Sure.
I think they're doing their best.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Then we have a state police. And so what do they do? They're doing the same thing?
Yeah, they usually patrol.
But it's
highways,
a bigger geography.
Bigger geography,
okay.
Yeah. Right.
And then, okay, and so this is their highest excitement, their highest joy is the police,
mm-hmm.
govern men and police people. Okay, and then there is, what else is there? There's the National Guard?
You've got National Guard, and then we've got the military.
Okay, what do they do? They go over to other countries and govern
right.
those men, do they?
Fight wars.
And then, then there's this FBI. And so what do they do? This is another police force, right?
Another police force, true.
Okay, mm-hmm. And then the NSA, another police force?
CIA?
Air Force? Marines?
Yeah. There's a lot of different
All right.
agencies.
So apparently we prefer on this planet, we prefer war. We prefer havoc and being governed.
Yeah.
And so here's the solution, because I would prefer to talk about solutions continuously on this incredible radio show out mm-hmm. of this world radio,
mm-hmm.
how to make this world a better place. We could just stop.
Mm-hmm.
We could stop and do something we prefer.
Interesting. Okay.
Why do we do it?
Well, one thing I think we can learn from flocks of birds, or herds of elk or deer, or a school of fish, they don't have a government. They don't have laws.
Mm-hmm.
They all know how to act.
Mm-hmm.
They all instinctively know how to act, and they know that they're all one. And that's the kind of world, I mean, I may sound idealistic, but that's the kind of world Nostradamus says we're headed to, where in the future, everyone will recognize the inner God within all of us, and we won't need the security measures we do today, won't have the perceived need, because people will learn how to work together and be together without heavy regulatory presence.
Yes, and back to your original question, how do we live a life at higher frequencies and our full potential of our light being?
Mm-hmm.
And that would be to quit thinking, quit manipulating, quit worrying. The mind is not designed to dictate your life's purpose and your life's direction. Your mm-hmm. highest excitement, your highest joy is. It will be perfect if you follow that rudder angle indicator.
I see. Okay. Interesting. Interesting. Thank you for sharing that. Now, you'll be available this Monday from 12 noon to 4 p.m. Pacific time.
And I'd like to be paid in hummus.
Hummus. I'll see if I can find you some somewhere. Yeah.
The point is not to be. I would like you to be successful, but I do not want any payment. I would like to connect.
Okay.
It is a great joy. It is a great, great, great excitement for me to be able to connect with other like beings. We're all equal. We are all coming out of our cocoons.
Right.
It is a beautiful experience.
Right. So let's just do it for donations then. Whatever people want to donate. If they don't want to donate, it's fine too.
Does the hummus get warm when they mail it to you?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It gets warm. Yeah. But if you're interested in talking to Q, he'll be available from 12 noon to 4 p.m. Pacific time this Monday. And I think it's July 20th. And just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I'd be happy to arrange it for you. Tell me, Q, you have many people ask about all the things going on this year. But yet President Kennedy has told me that the amount of quantum light, positive light hitting the planet has increased by about 20% since January during this whole virus thing. And so what's happened actually is that there's been a lot of good qualities of people come out, including compassion, loving, and caring about each other in spite of our challenges. I know there's a lot of challenges out there. Do you think this trend will continue and we are on the track to ascension?
Okay, so that is a very, very, very broad question.
Okay, well, you can answer it in 25 words or less.
So one of the proofs you can look at, you don't have to listen to me and your magic ball, but you can, you'll know that there are many supercomputers on this planet.
Right.
And the military possessed many of these supercomputers outside of the conscious computer that they use to use our transmissions. But I won't go in, I won't call their names, but the military is definitely aware of predictability machines that they had. And all of those predictability machines, we will call them, they have specific names. You see it on many of these interviewers that are online now.
Right.
I will not give their names, but I'm sure you can do your research. These supercomputers can map timelines. Mm-hmm. And although there is many dark alien agendas with timelines and manipulation of human beings, most of those supercomputers are useless now after roughly 2012 and 2013. And the reason they're useless is because it all got to a bottleneck and could not predict the timelines any longer because humanity has gotten more of their light in them and they are able to, say, be more conscious, if you will, although that word is limited, be more of their light and their authentic self, and they can manifest their wildest dreams and their wildest expression of themselves without being controlled. Mm-hmm. So I would say, yes, we are all getting there, even though it may seem incremental. It is up to us to live our wildest excitement each and every day.
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely. And as Lao Tzu said many thousands of years ago, the first step of a 1,000-mile journey is always the hardest part. And once you do that, make that first step, everything else flows a lot smoother. One thing I just realized looking at the screen here is that I am lit up with lots and lots of light today. And one of the reasons I think for that is because I just came back from Mount Shasta 2 days ago, and I've been floating ever since. Mount Shasta itself is somewhere around, it's varying between the fourth and fifth dimension right now. And when I was there, I was literally floating. I still have that energy with me today, and I feel like I'm floating. And you always look like you're floating around, Hugh, I have to say. So anyway, but you've got this bright white, you've got this light coming through you as well. I can see it in you coming, all this white light. And I can see it in the screen. I feel very light today. I'm getting it too. So anyway, maybe it's rubbing off to you or you're rubbing off on me. I'm not sure. But I do know that I'll be going over this next hour, and you're welcome to stay if you like, talk about Admiral Halosaurus. But I met with Admiral Halosaurus, the Pleiadian Admiral, and I went aboard his ship, and it was half organic and half metal. boy, what an experience that was. And he said he'd protect everybody and everybody would get a miracle healing. And they did. They either got a spiritual healing or a physical healing. And I myself got I got a new set of eyes last September. And before that, I got a new heart. I've been working many years, 24/7. And my heart was starting to wear out. And they gave me a new heart. So, and now, actually, I need to have some dental work too. So if there's anyone out there, I should put a request in now for a good dentist. So if any good dentists out there, let me know. I'd love some help. But they've helped my health quite a bit. And I think they've helped my teeth too, actually.
So the Palladians aren't very good with dental work?
I know they love rock and roll, hard rock and roll. So that's the kind of music they like. Okay. I thought they'd like classical, but they really like hard rock. They like rock and roll, and they like the older stuff, and they like they love the electric guitar. It's funny, but you know, every species has their own things, you know.
So everyone on the vessel I'm on is just cracking up right now. So you wouldn't believe how funny that was too. To my team.
Well, yeah. Listen, if I could tell Donna, if I knew ahead of time, I guess I could let Don and Doug know at BBS Radio. Is there a particular song they'd like to play now?
Well, maybe? We make fun of the Palladians is what I'm saying.
No. I like the Palladians. They're great. I like
it. We make fun of them all the time. It's so great. It's a running banter.
Yeah.
The one thing you can do with your body, if you're struggling to command your spirit to heal yourself, and I know there are people I've talked to that have issues, I have issues at times. My body is aging. I'm no different. I just have less filtration from my DNA.
Okay.
So although the DNA can be very, very, very powerful for you, and you can do incredible things with many, many strands of DNA, your light being is unfiltered. So I would encourage people to work with your light being if you need healing. Mm-hmm. Command your spirit. And what you can do in addition to that is the great healing benefits, although there are many, are from light and harmonics. So surround yourself like you used a tuning fork earlier. That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I would encourage people to look at the words of love as far more expansive than just the minimal word of love. Mm-hmm. And so that love is a word of duality and is limited in its expression based on the sounds and harmonics you provided us. Those harmonics could heal you.
Mm-hmm. Tom Kenyon. I don't know if you know Tom Kenyon. He's a wonderful fellow. He's a medium, and also he specializes in sound therapy. He splits his time between New Mexico and up here in Washington, in Washington State. But he uses sound for healing. He said the ancient Egyptians also used sound for healing too.
Yes. So one of the beautiful things about our vocals, if you really feel your heart center when you're communicating with people, you can see, feel, hear, understand the truth in the individual. So as an example, you can tell I cannot lie if you feel the information from me versus hearing the words. Those same residents can do healing as well.
Oh wow, that's amazing.
So if I sang to you, if you could stand it.
Well, I'm sitting down, so I probably could stand it.
We can heal each other with harmonics of our vocal cords.
Well, then, could you do something about curly hair? I've had that my whole life.
Starch. Yes.
Okay. All right. When I was a kid, everybody had straight hair, and so I wanted straight hair, and I thought, oh, I wish I had straight hair. But now I'm happy with curly hair because curly hair, you know, you wait 40 years and comes back in vogue again. So it's okay.
Yes.
You know.
Well, I don't mean to be flip, but started it.
I started it. is laughter good for the soul? Does that help raise vibrations? And people are always interested in ascension. Should we be serious during this show? Or what?
Imagine a baby having that belly laugh. Mm-hmm. Now, what if adults could do that every day?
Oh my goodness.
What would happen?
I think the world would be a heck of a nice, better place, actually.
It would be outstanding.
It would be incredible.
It is outstanding.
Yeah.
It it's a little confusing to me because I could go forward and backward in time. So I've come almost a neutral position with you today. But if people would recognize, if we will all recognize that your choices dictate the frequency and place in which you are in this reality of yours. So we, as you mentioned, ascension, that is a key topic for ascension, is realizing that this timeline is what you created. We created this entire universe instantly, every second. And the past does not matter. There is no past. It's already gone.
I see. Interesting.
Just like the words we've already spoken today, they're already gone.
Let me ask you an important point. People, when they dwell upon the past, let's say unpleasant things that have done in the past, does that bring up, perpetuate negativity and lowers people's vibrations? How does that work exactly? I'm just curious.
So I might not use the word negativity. I would most likely describe it as perpetuating the past when you keep thinking about things that have already been done. So as we look at the victimization of individuals and society's opinion of things, the more we keep dwelling on them, the more we perpetuate them. So the more you resist, the more persist. I have heard that recently, and I am in full agreement with it.
Okay. Let's say a person has some bad memories from childhood or things that have happened to them in their life. What's the best way to heal those? Is that where compassion comes in, or forgiveness? Because I've had that issue before with some clients.
Yes, and so one of the reasons I came here is to experience that, believe it or not. And certainly the incredible traumas that I went through in my childhood taught me that they don't exist any longer. Although I can look back at them, understand them, and help others with those traumas. And that is my job here, is to be a transition specialist in how we live our life day in and day out. The next step and the next step and the next step to live in our highest frequency and our highest joy and our highest excitement, our highest passion. Certainly, if that's where you focus, because if you really looked at all of your lives, thousands and thousands and thousands of lives, you would never exist any longer because of all the traumas.
I see. Interesting.
So we only have one choice, and that is to live right now.
Okay.
Right now in our highest excitement, our highest joy.
I see. Okay. I wanted to ask you, there's a question that's come in about your living here. You're living here as a human, at least from appearances you are. Will you have the same longevity as other humans here on the planet, or will you live longer than other people? I mean, for example, you'll be around next century.
Yeah, so great question. Thank you. The person asking this question is probably not much different than me. There are many individuals who are just like me. The only difference with me is that I have more of the information from the other side, we might say, and or the light ship that I come from. So my human body is just like everyone else's.
Okay.
But my soul, my light being, is being transferred to and from approximately 150 times a second, plus or minus, depending on the day, where I'm at, what my expression is, and so forth. There are other people just like me here amongst us, but they don't remember. They don't have all of their light in them because the DNA restricts the information from remembering. So this radio show, as an example, BBS, I noticed there is some incredible beings running it.
Oh yeah.
They are amazing.
Yeah.
And they will not stop being amazing, I can tell.
Yeah, well, that's very nice of you to say about Don and Doug. They're great people.
So I don't know their names, but I can feel their information.
Sure.
They're very knowledgeable. They are remembering. So to answer your question, we will have a choice, the three of us, we'll have a choice to live longer in this vessel or go on to another support section and or where else we would like to go in the universe.
Okay. I've been told by, it was Bastard Torellian several years ago from the Ceres group, that part of the Galactic Alliance, that they actually have the choice. If you get up to about 20 to 25,000 years old in Earth time, Earth years, you have the choice whether to be in your body or in another dimension at that point.
Yes, and so that is one of the points of interest I would like to help with in supporting us transition from a spirit being, from a mind being, if you will, to a spirit being instead of a mind being, is there are some beings here that have lived here 1,000 years and or remember all of their lifetimes here and are doing their best to be dark. And that's why we have this interesting events in our lives. And the sooner we live in a higher consciousness, mm-hmm. if you like, mm-hmm. a higher frequency, a higher joy, a higher expression, inspiration, our wildest fantasies, they will go away because they have no way to piggyback on us. And it's a very broad topic. But essentially, if they don't have us, the most powerful beings in the universe, then they don't have a world to manipulate.
You said something very important just now in your own humble way. You said the most powerful beings in the universe. We are powerful spiritual beings.
I would consider us the universe. We do not like to use the word God because that imposes something as higher than you. Mm-hmm. You are God, if you will. Do not like that word at all. Mm-hmm. That is an alien term, in my opinion. We are the universe. Mm-hmm. And the sooner we realize that, we're creating our universe each and every day, each and every second. And as we get chills through our body listening to these words, we realize we are the universe.
Interesting. Interesting. This brings me to another question people are asking. Is it correct to say that we can heal ourselves? You?
Absolutely. Only doubt stops you from healing.
Interesting.
Only fear stops you from healing. That is the mind energy.
That's one of the things that the Pleiadians and the Dhamma especially have told me at Mount Shasta when I go down there. They said, we'd love to help you heal yourselves, but if you have any doubts or negativity, we can't help you. And it's, you said the same thing, different way.
I would not add one word to that.
Okay. Interesting.
Perfect.
Interesting.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Because I've seen people heal with my own eyes. When we camp down there, we camp in the proximity of three or four different entrances to the Hollow Earth and Telos, the city beneath Mount Shasta. And I've seen people watched people heal themselves with Lyme disease within 30 minutes after healing. Another man healed of Lou Gehrig's disease. He'd had over 10-15 years. Lou Gehrig's disease is a very debilitating disease of the nervous system where you're basically, your body just freezes up and then eventually you die. But he was given a healing, I'll never forget this, and then he ran back to his car about almost 2 miles for the first time in more than a decade, about 15 years.
Well, if you'd like, Ted, I will offer that service. I will show people how to heal. I can do healings, mm-hmm. although it's not always my highest passion, my highest excitement.
Right.
But I can teach people how to heal if they want to call into you in the future.
Okay, that's fine. Well, if you're interested in do that, we can schedule it for Monday afternoon, this Monday, July 20th, between 12 noon and 4 p.m. Pacific time. Just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Or you can give me a call at 509-750-9793. That's amazing. Thank you so much, Q, for offering that. I get a lot of questions from people as to what's happening in the future, and I've got another couple now, as to what you see happening later this year, if we make the right choices.
Well, Ted, thank you for that question, and thank mm-hmm. you for co-creating with me, and everyone listening on this show. I will not speak about the future, although I have been to the future. Okay. Time is not what it is for you as it is for us. Mm-hmm. It is all occurring simultaneously.
Okay.
What I will say is that it's up to us. Mm-hmm. Although we have seen many events, and you have seen many of the Q posts being very, very, very accurate, in which I do not represent per se, although I am one of the transmitters supplying the information. What I would explain redundantly again, if we just will quit trying to try and live in our highest expression, mm-hmm. our highest joy, our highest passion, everything is going to be unbelievable, unbelievable, unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What I've been told by my guides for many years now is that we are all here and we are meant to create a much better and happier planet than we've had in the past. Is that what you see as well? That's our destiny?
It is a great burden to have this information. It is a great responsibility. It is a great, great joy to have this much information. But I assure you, if we all join together and we all collaborate with our highest expression, synchronicity will create the future we want. If we focus on synchronicity as our rudder angle indicator, that's all we need. That's why it's so difficult, because it is so easy. Mm-hmm. Forgive me for being redundant, and the individuals who've called in will hear the same thing from me.
Mm-hmm.
It's so difficult, it's easy.
Interesting. Interesting. It's so difficult, it's easy.
That's
it's
correct.
So easy, it's difficult.
Either way,
that's
it makes
funny.
No difference to me.
That's funny. That's funny.
My highest joy, my highest expression was finding you.
Right.
My highest joy, my highest expression one day was to find someone who could validate who I was, and that was Ted Marr. That's mm-hmm. other people. Mm-hmm. You have other guests on here who can validate who I am. I had to get off my hands and help out. It's my highest expression, and now we are sharing.
Right.
We are sharing more information, and then they will share more information, and we will collaborate, and we will co-create each and every day if we use our highest inspiration.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. What's the importance of thoughts? People often ask me about talking to the other side, and I tell them that thoughts are things on the other side. So you have to be very careful. You have to be very attentive about what thoughts come into you, because often they're messages that you get.
Yes. That is a target of mine for further and thorough explanation. Whenever I get the chance, thank you very much for that mm-hmm. question. Thought. If we assume that we are creating thought, mm-hmm. then we are assuming it came from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So where did it come from?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know?
I would say from the Supreme Being or from the Universal Mind.
Wait a minute. I thought you were a Supreme Being.
Well, we all have the Supreme Being within us.
Okay. So you created that thought, did you?
I guess, yes. I guess that's...
But you said you channeled someone and they gave you the information.
Right, exactly.
So it didn't come from you, did it?
Well, it can come both from me and from the Universal Mind.
Okay, there's another mind somewhere.
Yes, there's another mind.
Where is this mind?
It's out there in another dimension.
It's there. So there's this other mind in another dimension.
Well, I think there's a mind out there that you tie into when you go into the higher dimensions.
Okay, if that's what you believe, you can go play with that mind too, but it's not yours.
I don't think its ownership really has part of it, because we're all part of that universal mind.
Okay, so there's an other mind we use from time to time. Is that correct?
I know it's difficult with English, the English language, to talk about these subjects. So it's a shared, I think it's a shared energy.
Okay, I'll quit playing with you. I'll quit playing with you.
Thank you.
Consciousness is the word we're typically using.
Right, right.
So let's treat the mind like an antenna from now on. Let's because we can absorb information from every single direction.
Mm-hmm.
We can get it from a radio. We can get it from Ted Marr. We can get mm-hmm. it from Sebastian, the flying carpet guy in dimension number 77.
Mm.
We can get information everywhere. No problem. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right. So what we would call the mind energy is the experience of the expression of yourself. So your rudder angle indicator is your highest frequency, your highest joy, your highest compassion. But the mind is there to observe what your highest compassion, what your highest joy, what your highest expression is,
mm-hmm.
and let go of it. Now, this version of humans mm-hmm. is designed beautifully to hang on to the past with massive memory.
I see.
And so if you want to continue this dialogue, we will be here about another 10 hours. But the mind energy...
I'm only scheduled till noon today.
Yes.
A little more than an hour, so I don't have 10 hours, but anyway.
So as an example, in my mind, I forgot everything I just said. Although I can go get it, I can go retrieve it. And that's how light energy works. If you live more in your light, you won't hang on to the past dialogue that monkey mind is, if you will, or the words you'd like to use in replace of that. The mind is just there to experience what you are expressing. That would be the short version.
Interesting. Wow. Okay. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I've talked to President Kennedy about this in the last couple of weeks about our future.
What an incredible being.
Oh, an incredible being. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's with me a lot of the time, but I love talking to both him and Jackie, the First Lady. Both of them are wonderful, wonderful people, wonderful spirits. And he said it's the destiny of this planet to ascend. And even though things may seem like challenges now, things will get better. And I know they are. And he says they're already getting better. You just don't hear about it in the news, the mainstream media, because much of it is negatively focused.
And your question is about ascension?
Yeah, about ascension.
Well, I would like to call us all ascended masters. And so I would remove the title of ascended master from individuals, because we're all here in the ascension process. The process is far bigger story than maybe we are observing. And that is, we don't have a lot of our true self in this version of humans. And so the ascension process is somewhat stifled, in my opinion, and our opinion. And that's why we're here. The ascension process can happen myriad of ways, if you will. There is, many of the translations of Jesus were lost. Princess Diana, Ron Amatron, they're lost because it is so simple, and that is you quit thinking and you basically are ascending. You work with your light being, if you will. Although you're in a vessel, you're on a planet that has many restrictions. There is a timeline every couple thousand years, we would say, where the light finds the light. And that is, you've heard of maybe individuals talking about turning off the lights and the light finds their light, the light, if you will. So as an example, we are, I've said before, we're at the very bottom of a barrel, if you will, expanding this blanket of light. And there are times in the universe where the light comes and retrieves the light, and or 99% of you that isn't here helps you out and you ascend. So you've heard of maybe a solar sneeze, you've heard the lights going out in many of these religions. Well, that's the light retrieving the light, because it doesn't know where you're at. You're in the beyondo, because there's not much of you here, because we are expanding the universes.
Well, I think you're in a perfect position to answer this question. And it's one that I've wondered too.
I'll do my best, but this language is really tough.
Well, as I said, you can speak Swahili. I know a little bit of Hindi, some German, you know, whatever language you choose, you're welcome to speak it. So,
you know, on that note, if you will, there are many questions I'm getting about people who are getting their telepathy back,
right,
and or remembering how we communicate. So an example where I come from, we don't have a name. We're just using the word Q so you can see which direction the information is coming from.
I see.
But we don't have titles. We just express ourselves through our telepathic natural abilities. We're just an expression of the light each and every day. So you don't really need to talk. So I would encourage people to use it more and more, yet be on guard on how you use it and be respectful of how you use it. And you will get a lot more information. So this is how the information comes into me. It's not only a vision, and that's why it's so difficult to use this information. It's also the sensories of the human body. So that's how we get our information, is continuous transmission from the consciousness, if you will, to your other point of what is mind energy.
I have to ask you about this. In September 2016, the Schumann resonance of planet Earth doubled from 7.8 hertz to 13.8 hertz. And that was a signal for planet Earth, Mother Earth, to start ascending. And I've been told that of all the planets in this universe, in this solar system, Earth was the laggard. Every other planet has started to its ascension process. And Mother Earth finally got tired of waiting for humanity to catch up. So she started raising her vibrations. And since that time, the Schumann Residence has gone up to, I think it's more than 1,000 hertz in some places on the planet, in preparation for the ascension. And as that's happened, more and more people, I think the old saying that a rising tide lifts all boats has taken all of our vibrations and made them much higher. And is this telepathic ability, is that part of the ascension process, that people will start learning to communicate telepathically and language will become secondary?
It's a great opportunity for us to feel the information instead of speaking and thinking the information, expressing our highest joy when we communicate, our highest excitement, just like we are doing right now, Ted. So yes.
I see. Interesting. I've also been told by my spirit friends that we will eat less, physically eat less, as we shift into the fifth dimension, that we'll still eat, but it'll be more of a social thing to eat. We won't need it as much because we'll live off the prana, the energy of the universe.
Well, I can share other lifetimes with you if you'd like, other dimension, what it's like to live there in a different state of a being, and or some of the people listening to the show may get some of those memories back too. But there are, traveling throughout the dimensions, you'll find that you become less physical and obviously don't need food if you're physical. You can have a physicality in some dimensions and enjoy and experience food, but you might not necessarily need them because all you need is light. I would encourage people to examine their bodies with water. And you do a beautiful job of working with the Emoto Peace Project. And try and survive for a week with just water, giving the water perfect intentions, love, light, whatever you'd like to use as your expression. And you'll find that your body does just fine.
Really? Amazing.
Just water.
Of course, Dr. Emoto found that if you send positive thoughts to a glass of water, like the one I have here, all on the molecular level, all these beautiful water crystals will form. Conversely, if you send negative thoughts to a glass of water, a lot of negative crystals will form. And he found that if you send positive thoughts to a glass of water, it raises the vibration of the water. And you, if you drink that, that raises the vibration of your body too, which helps you combat disease, which if you look at the word, disease is actually dis-ease. And that's why ancient Egyptian doctors 5,000 years ago always said that there was a spiritual reason for every dis-ease, because that's the root of the word. And if you cure the spiritual reason for a disease, you can cure someone of anything.
Yes. Now, let's make sure we're being careful. We are a very dense version of humans. We do need minerals. We are just minerals.
Of course.
Water. But certainly there are opportunities to clean ourselves up, if you will, with water. And not to say we don't enjoy food and need food at some level, but certainly it is a fun examination of this body, this version of this body, if we focus on great, great, great high vibrational water.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. As we ascend and go into the higher dimensions here on this planet, Q, will our water be cleaned up and not be polluted anymore? So many parts of the world have polluted water.
That's a beautiful question. So this planet is very, very unique. It is why I desire to come here. It is a water world. And I think you have another guest that comes on and explains that probably better than I can.
Michiko Hayashi, sure.
The water worlds, as they evolve in frequency, naturally clean themselves up. They does not have a choice. Water has memory. It does not lie. And so as it grows in frequency and grows in its light being, if you will, this planet is in need of more of its light in it, as you can see. And that's one of the reasons why we're here. The planet needs our help. More light in it will raise its consciousness, raise its being, raise its frequency. And yes, you're correct.
Okay. Mahatma Gandhi has come to me several times. He's a wonderful man. I've been in touch with him now for about 5 years. And he said, his famous quote is that, be the change you wish to see in the world. And people often come to me and say, what can I do to make this planet a better place? And his answer would be, start with yourself, internally. treat each other with greater love and respect, and treat your body as a temple with great love and respect. That was one of the messages from Adama yesterday from my friend Jason in Canada. He said, Adama said to treat your body as a temple, and clean water and good thoughts and high vibration is all part of that.
Maybe I should be interviewing you.
You could, if you want. That would be fine. I tell you, it's everything I can to stay in this dimension today. I'm really floating around. After being in Mount Shasta for, about 10 days on my spiritual trip with my group, I feel very, very light today. I could easily fly off somewhere.
Our choices are getting cleaner, I would say, mm-hmm. as a general observation. Although we may stumble a bit, our choices are getting cleaner. Mm-hmm. And the separation from duality is getting easier. Duality is the purpose of the Q post. Do not focus on any one topic, although they're entertaining and they're informative.
Sure.
They are a stepping stone to prove there's another newspaper being delivered again. Mm-hmm. And the newspaper keeps coming and coming and coming, and we can choose not to pick up the newspaper.
One of the things I think people are, we got some questions in. Okay, well, I'll ask you in a minute. One of the things people have to remember is that the mass media, especially in the United States, and I'm sure for other countries like Canada, the UK, Australia, New Zealand, Japan, certainly China, the rest of the world, is controlled by some negative elements. And so I'm always finding, when I see the media here in the United States anyway, I always have to look beyond the headlines to see, ask myself, what's really going on? What percentage of truth is in the stories in the mass media? 5%, 1%, 20%? What would you roughly say on average?
You already know the answer.
Zero?
I love that you're asking this question. We'll watch how we get information. Where does it come from?
Right.
Where does it come from?
It comes from a store when I pay a dollar for
from a newspaper.
Yeah, that's right. But where did their information come from?
And where did their information come from?
Okay.
And so I am intensely curious about the control system here, mm-hmm. and how we can get away from it. Mm-hmm. And that is my passion, to be a transition specialist. I love helping transition from this assumed media, because that information comes from a very dominant piece of equipment now called the iPhone, the computer, the television,
okay.
Tell you visions. That's right.
Okay.
So why do we believe these things are actually occurring?
Right.
Because
right.
the tell you vision told you it's occurring. So for all we know, it doesn't exist.
Right.
Have you found anybody sick, by the way?
No.
I can't find an individual.
Yeah.
I didn't say there isn't a virus.
Right.
I just said, there is a great, great pandemic communication tool.
Right, right.
And that one seems to be very popular, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does. There was one case.
So how do you know there's a virus?
Because they tell us. Well, for example.
Who's they?
The powers that be.
I keep asking everybody, who is they? And I'll tell you who they is.
Okay.
Hikari.